You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hey everyone, this is Mary Shoman, and I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for today's episode. Today, we're featuring one of our blogs, Treatment for Hashimoto's with Normal TSH Levels, where we'll discuss when treatment is necessary for Hashimoto's and how else to manage symptoms. Stay tuned. Like many health conditions, thyroid diseases are not always cut and dry. There are unique circumstances and nuances that can make treating your thyroid rather complex. One area where things can get really murky is when a person has Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but their thyroid lab results do not indicate they have hypothyroidism yet. Ahead, a look at the complexities behind treating Hashimoto's thyroiditis when your thyroid function is otherwise normal. What is Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune condition where your immune system creates and sends out antibodies that mistakenly attack healthy cells in your thyroid. Autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's thyroiditis occur when the immune system goes rogue. Unfortunately, the medical field knows very little about why this happens and how we can prevent it. Most sources believe that a combination of your genetics, sex, and by the way, females are much more likely to have autoimmune disorders, and exposure to infections and environmental toxins are likely to cause an autoimmune condition like Hashimoto's. When Hashimoto's is left unmanaged, it can lead to hypothyroidism, the condition in which the thyroid cannot produce enough thyroid hormone. Because thyroid hormones regulate metabolism, growth, and development, people with hypothyroidism experience a general slowing of their body systems. Symptoms of hypothyroidism often include fatigue, muscle weakness, depression, and constipation. That said, many people who have Hashimoto's thyroiditis still experience similar symptoms, even if their condition has not yet progressed to hypothyroidism. Symptoms of Hashimoto's disease may be hardly noticeable at first. However, as the disease progresses, it causes chronic thyroid damage, leading to a drop in thyroid hormone levels and causing more and more symptoms. How is Hashimoto's thyroiditis diagnosed? Suppose you or your doctor suspects you have a thyroid dysfunction like hypothyroidism. In that case, it's helpful to run a complete thyroid panel, and that includes thyroid-stimulating hormone, known as TSH, free T4, free T3, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies, also abbreviated TPO. Testing TSH, free T3, and free T4 tell you about your thyroid function and thyroid hormone levels specifically. Testing TPO antibodies tells you if there may be autoimmune destruction of your thyroid gland going on. Thyroid peroxidase, which is also called thyroperoxidase or iodide peroxidase, is an enzyme found in the thyroid gland that plays a vital role in producing thyroid hormones. Without the thyroid peroxidase enzyme, the thyroid gland can't produce thyroid hormones. However, thyroid peroxidase antibodies block the activity of this enzyme thyroperoxidase, affecting the production of thyroid hormones. A TPO antibody test detects antibodies against TPO in the blood. The presence of TPO antibodies in your bloodstream may indicate that you have an autoimmune disorder like Hashimoto's disease. Having TPO antibodies does not necessarily mean you have a thyroid disease like hypothyroidism. Still, the presence of TPO antibodies does indicate an ongoing attack against your thyroid, and it may increase your risk of future thyroid disorders. What does it mean if TSH levels are normal? Sometimes people test positive for TPO antibodies, but their TSH and T4 levels are still normal. What this means is you likely have Hashimoto's disease, but you don't have hypothyroidism. In this case, your thyroid gland is still functioning normally. While Hashimoto's does not always cause hypothyroidism, it does remain the primary cause of hypothyroidism in the United States. What about subclinical hypothyroidism? In some instances, a person with normal T4 levels but a slightly elevated TSH level may receive a diagnosis of subclinical hypothyroidism. Subclinical hypothyroidism is a mild form of hypothyroidism. Before diagnosing subclinical hypothyroidism, doctors may want to measure TSH levels again in a few months to rule out alternative diagnoses. There may have been a laboratory error, recovery from a non-thyroidal illness during the time of the initial blood draw, or there may be other antibodies interfering with the TSH test. Research does not give us a definite answer on whether or not subclinical hypothyroidism requires treatment with thyroid hormone replacement medication. Treatment decisions are made on a case-by-case basis. On the other hand, overt hypothyroidism is when a patient has an elevated TSH levels and low free T4 levels. Neither subclinical hypothyroidism nor overt hypothyroidism apply if your TSH and T4 levels are both normal, even if you have TPO antibodies present. Is medication necessary for normal TSH levels? Not necessarily. People with normal TSH and T4 levels typically don't need to be treated with thyroid hormone replacement medication for hypothyroidism, even if their lab results show positive TPO antibodies. Normal TSH and T4 levels indicate that the thyroid is still functioning well. The body is not suffering from a lack of thyroid hormone, not yet. Hashimoto's often progresses, however, into hypothyroidism, which then requires treatment with thyroid hormone replacement medication, like levothyroxine. Your thyroid doctor works with you to determine the type and dose of medication you need, depending on whether you have subclinical or overt hypothyroidism. How else is Hashimoto's thyroiditis managed? Keeping the damage from Hashimoto's under control is really necessary to prevent the development of hypothyroidism. At the root of every autoimmune condition is chronic inflammation. In the case of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, this inflammation can lead to eventual failure of the thyroid. So one of the main ways to manage your Hashimoto's is to reduce inflammation. Paloma Health thyroid doctors recommend optimizing your four pillars of health to reduce inflammation, and those are diet, exercise, sleep, and stress management. So let's talk about diet. First, you're going to want to avoid food triggers and stick to an anti-inflammatory diet with minimal unhealthy fats or refined sugars. The more dietary stress you put on yourself, the more likely you are to experience inflammation. It can be challenging to determine your nutritional deficiencies or dietary triggers on your own. Working with a thyroid nutritionist to develop a personalized nutrition plan to support your thyroid health may be helpful. Regarding exercise, you definitely want to get regular exercise, activity, and movement to help your body regulate hormonal health. The next pillar is sleep. You'll want to make sure that you're practicing good sleep hygiene, including making sure you stay away from screens at least a couple of hours before bed and stick to a consistent sleep schedule. Finally, the fourth pillar is stress management. You'll want to implement both active and passive forms of stress management. For instance, exercise is an active stress manager. Deep breathing, guided imagery, meditation, or a hot Epsom salt bath before bed are passive stress management. Once you have your four pillars in balance, you might consider adding herbs, vitamins, and supplements to help reduce inflammation and support better thyroid function. It can also be helpful to maintain healthy vitamin D levels and take selenium to boost your thyroid function. Finally, a note from Paloma Health. If you suspect you have a thyroid disorder or something feels off, your first step is to check your thyroid function with a complete thyroid blood panel. Our at-home test kit includes TSH, free T3, free T4, and TPO antibodies with the option to add on reverse T3 and vitamin D tests. The results can help determine if you have an overactive or underactive thyroid or if an autoimmune disease is at play. Order your test kit today to get started optimizing your thyroid health. That's it for today's episode. Just a quick FYI. All of our blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. Links, terms, and conditions can all be found in today's show notes. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.